Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Good morning and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. Lots of news and an ongoing theme brings us to, you know what time it is. It's time for You Choose the News. Truth in Advertising. Our producer Bill chose the news. We just read it. In the order that Angel chooses.
So Eric doesn't actually even choose it either.
You know, I'm being replaced systematically. If you're watching the video, I'm sending you an SOS by blinking my eyes. All right, let's go with why did you do that? Why did you do that a second time?
Why in the world would you do this? Those are my clues. Yeah. Why did you do that?
Why did you do that?
And why in the
world? Why did you do that a second time? And why would you do this?
Well, I guess we'll do them in order.
Okay. Why did you do that? American Airlines is discontinuing its option that allowed customers to place a trip on hold for 24 hours before paying. Have you ever flown American?
I have not flown American, but I did just recently cancel an airline reservation
I
made with Southwest. It was so easy.
It was easy to cancel that, but I think that was because you canceled it roughly 35 seconds after you made it.
I made it and then thought, I don't think we should do this, and then canceled it. And it was just, I went on and instantly canceled it.
So American Airlines, and the reason we're talking about this is because American Airlines is the only carrier that allows you to make the, at least the only U.S. carrier, that allows you to book a trip but not pay for it for 24 hours, and it will hold those seats and tickets for 24 hours so that you can either go rustle up the money or think about it or whatever. Well, they're discontinuing that.
Right, that was so cool, though.
Well, they say instead customers can cancel an itinerary and request a refund for most tickets. Most tickets being the operative word.
Sure.
As long as they cancel within 24 hours of booking.
But that's pretty standard. That's pretty standard. So here, I mean, if they're going to give you the money back anyways.
Right. So this brings the question and the title of our news topic. Why did you do that? It's a differentiating piece for you, American Airlines. You could say we're still the only airlines in the U.S. that allows you to think about it, and that brings loyalty. Their answer to this is we're making the switch to minimize customer confusion that arose sometimes because our policy was different from those of other airlines.
Oh, so people thought that other airlines should have it?
And I say, yeah.
Right. So we're taking it away because nobody else is offering it.
Yep. None of the other largest U.S. carriers offers a 24-hour hold option, though they do allow refunds within 24 hours of purchase. All right. You've taken one differentiator in a competitive market and thrown to the wayside. I'm just going to be just like them.
Hmm.
All right. So your next titles are why did you do this part two, or again, and then why would you do that? We're going in order. McDonald's, yes, the burger chain, has just announced that they are unleashing a gigantic double-decker Big Mac.
Double-decker Big Mac.
Well, you heard that...
What's a double-decker Big Mac? Is it just like two Big Macs?
It's
like a Big Mac and a Big Mac?
Two Big Macs under one bun. It's the addition. It's called the Giga Big Mac. Can't make it up. And it is two... So the current Big Mac has one slice of cheese and two patties divided by three buns. This has two slices of cheese, four patties divided by three buns. The Giga Big Mac.
Is it, like, meant for two people?
Well, no.
No.
It's a limited edition monster-sized burger. It's more than 2.8 times the size of a conventional Big Mac with two beef patties on each layer. No doubt, extra cheese, pickles, and special sauce as well. When asked why, let's see if I can find that quote here. I lost the quote.
You lost the quote?
Yeah.
Because it actually was saying that it was to...
Bill, why did the Big Mac folks decide to do that again? I lost the quote somewhere.
They were looking for a consumer that wanted a gastronomical adventure.
Did that go over the air?
Yeah.
A gastronomic adventure.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like as a reward for...
Yeah, it was for people that wanted to accomplish something that wanted to.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But yeah, it was the idea that it was for someone that wanted to accomplish something and stuff in a burger in your fat.
There are those restaurants that make you eat like the 60-pound steak.
No, restaurant makes you eat.
Well, okay, right. But you know, the people who do these food challenges.
Right.
Right, they go in and eat the 60-pound burrito.
Yeah,
and
let me tell you something.
Right? And so this, Giga maybe Big this Mac, is like that.
Giga Big Mac, I'm not impressed, okay, because when the Denver Broncos here in Denver, and I'm sure they have the same thing across the country, when your hometown team plays the day after, we have keychains that you can take to the Big Mac store and get a Big Mac for a buck. And boy, howdy, did we during the football season.
And so I regularly ate two, three
Big Macs.
Because you already eat two or three Big Macs.
Yeah.
You're not impressed?
No, I'm really not. It's...
Because, like, I can do that. I can just buy more.
Yeah, it's you know, extra
that's
meat.
The
I'll
same.
Just do that.
Hmm.
Okay. And then in this filed under the question of why would you do this? But interesting, in just a few years, preschools will have a whole bunch of little Rays and Kylos sitting among the Noahs and Isabellas.
What?
You know, since Star Wars The Force Awakens, parents are now naming babies Kylo after the murderous mental Star Wars villain.
Really?
Yeah.
It is kind of a cool name, though.
Kylo?
Yeah.
If you're going to kill your dad. Spoiler alert.
If it wasn't for the, you know, if it wasn't for the character.
Yeah.
But just because there was a character.
Parents are now naming their children Kylo, Leia, Rey, Han, and Lando.
That's kind of cool.
Less children are being named.
I actually like Kylo better than Lando, yeah. I think, right?
Less children are being named Jabba or Guido, and even fewer R2s.
No, nobody wants to name their kid Guido.
Fewer. No.
Fewer.
You think. Guido, Jabba, you know.
Jabba.
What are your kids' names?
I might name a pet Jabba.
Jabba?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Especially if he's a... overweight slug.
Maybe.
Right?
Right?
But
maybe we should start naming our little Oompa Loompa Jabba.
What's your Oompa Loompa?
Everybody's got like...
Oh, the saddlebags? The spare tire?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. This Jabba.
All right. No. Odd jobs. This is the recurring theme that's going throughout the show today. There are some odd jobs you probably simply didn't know existed. And we've covered a couple of them. The top of my list is still professional cuddler.
I know. He wants to be.
You know, I don't know that I want to be, but I could see the.
He likes the idea of
I think
a professional
it's a cool thing.
Cuddler as an actual.
I'm not being weird here.
Professional job.
Which is weird, I know.
I could get you the T-shirt. I can get you the T-shirt.
I'm a professional cuddler?
Yeah.
You can make up to $80 an hour.
You could start wearing that in public and see if anybody will hire you.
It's a legitimate profession and completely platonic. It doesn't need to be weird or creepy. But if you want to, you know, want to watch a movie with somebody who wants to snuggle,
a stranger.
Mm-hmm. But you, if you need
but maybe,
a personal
maybe that's
touch,
it. Maybe that's it. It's just a night. I don't want to actually know emotional baggage. I don't want to talk to somebody I know about this because they're gonna.
I don't want
to
be alone, and I want to. I don't want to invite that guy because last time I invited that guy, he hit on me all night long. This is a professional service. Not gonna happen. So there's that. But here's the new odd job for this this top of the hour segment, if you will. You can hire professional mourners to attend funerals. In fact, they'll even cry if you want them to. A company in England called Rent a Mourner specializes in the industry, offering mourners for 2 hours for roughly $70. Because, you know, some people aren't really well thought of. And then they die. And what do you have? An empty service. You can fill it up with professional mourners. And
do you feel better knowing that the
I think people do.
Them?
I think it's a business because people, there's a lot of funerals. And I used to be a preacher, so I get the idea of, you know, this guy had no friends in life. He died by himself alone.
And he still has no friends in life.
Correct. But let's at least send him off with a sign of appreciation. All right, there you go, folks. More positive business talk coming up next. You listen to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
Clear.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Hi, this is Angel. And if you haven't checked out all the resources that Experience Pros offers small business owners all across America, I'd like to invite you to visit experiencepros.com. From annual contests to the Extreme Customer Service Directory, daily blogs and fan bragging to business tips, Experience Pros supports business owners just like you in so many ways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Experience Pros. And thank you for allowing us to serve you every day right here on this station.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us. Owner of a lonely heart, huh? Well, you might be surprised that that may be the motivator for a lot of movement going on in the U.S.
Right? Everyone is trying to sweet talk, apparently millennials, into moving into their city or state, and love might be the reason, but it's not the only one. Oh. According to the new survey just released by Mayflower Movers Insights, Mayflower Movers Insights survey, one in five millennials have moved to a new city in the past year.
Millennials.
We're going to talk about some trends and findings in this survey, as well as some tips on those who are planning to make the move with our expert guest, Melissa Sullivan, Mayflower's Director of Marketing Communications and all-around moving advice expert. Nice. Melissa Sullivan, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Melissa, very nice to have you on the show. And millennials, it's an interesting demographic to target and to say, let's talk about their activities. So why are they moving?
Careful, because Melissa's a millennial.
Oh, hi, nice. Melissa.
why? Just by the skin of my teeth.
me too. Why? How often are millennials moving, and why are we talking about it?
You know, we're finding that millennials are a very transient and dynamic generation. They're moving a lot. More than three-fourths of millennials told us they've moved to a new city in their adult life, and this does not include moves to go to college. You know, one-third of millennials have moved more than three times in their adult life.
Really?
So, you know, they're really moving a lot. And what makes this generation interesting, there are a couple of reasons. They are the largest generation in U.S. history, and they're now the largest generation in the workforce. And so employers are trying to figure out what motivates and moves this generation. You know, like you mentioned, cities, states, they're trying to attract this population, this strong workforce, into their cities and states. And so it's important to know what's motivating them. And at Mayflower, you know, most recognized name in moving,
of course,
we know where people are going. We move a lot of people. But we don't necessarily always know why. And so that's why we love to do this Mover Insights study every year to get a pulse on the trends and what's motivating people to pack up and move.
Okay, so Melissa, what's topping the list? Why are they moving?
Well, you mentioned one of the most interesting findings that we found. They're moving for love.
What's love got to do with it?
So 46% of this group said that they have moved either to be with a romantic partner, or maybe they don't like the dating scene where they are, and so they move to a city where they feel like they'll have an easier time finding a spouse. So
that could be my problem entirely.
Eric needs to
I'm landlocked. Sorry, didn't mean to take you there, Melissa. All right, so they're moving for love, and maybe to find love, maybe to follow love. What are some of the other reasons that people are millennials in particular are moving?
Millennials really value experience. So we asked them, you know, what are you looking for in a new city that you're moving to? And the overwhelming favorite option was restaurants. 56% said we have to have good restaurant and food options or we're not coming to your city. They're moving for food. It's a hungry generation. A distant second and third to that were child-friendly, family-friendly activities and church and religion. So, you know, it really surprised me that food was so high on this list. But if you look at some of the other things that millennials said that they wanted, you know, microbreweries, wineries, entertainment, this generation really values experiences and an exciting place to live. And, you know, they are waiting longer than their parents' generation to settle down, have a family, buy a house. And so they have a little bit more flexibility in what they're looking for. They have the opportunity to look for these experiences and this lifestyle, whereas, you know, their parents' generation may have been more focused on, okay, we've got to find a place with affordable housing and a place to raise our kids. And millennials, on average, are making a couple of moves before they get into the mindset of thinking about those things.
Okay, so Melissa, was food and love and relationships on previous surveys, you know, for previous generations? Or is this the first time that those two have been on the top of the list?
You know, this is the first time that we've done this particular survey, but what we did was we asked millennials about their perceptions of their parents' generation. And, you know, do you think your parents had the same values or experiences that you have? And what they told us is no, that they perceive themselves, their parents, as not moving as often and wanting things like home ownership and a place to raise a family at the same age.
Right.
Whereas millennials are waiting a little longer.
I've been in my house for 16 years. My kids went to all, you know, middle school, elementary school, and high school in the same neighborhood. So it'll be interesting to see how often they end up moving during their.
And the last thing you ever want to do is ask the question about you know, what your parents did. now, Melissa, you know, I totally understand this, and I'm not a millennial, but I have the spirit of a millennial, and I get this moving for love and moving for food. I happen to love food. So,
it's time for Eric to move, I think. I think we might have to get Mayflower's phone number at the end of this.
Can you give me some tips if I'm planning to make a move?
Absolutely. Well, the best thing I can tell people is to start early. Moving always takes longer than you think it might. You think, oh, a professional mover can come in and pack up my house in a day or two. So that's how much time I need, and that's really not the case at all. You know, the professionals are good at doing what they do, and they have a system, but they're professionals, and so we always say give yourself a couple days to pack up each room of your house.
Each room.
As soon as you know that you're moving, start taking stock of everything you have. We all have that stuff sitting in a closet somewhere that we're never going to use again. It's a great time to start donating that stuff to charity or selling things that you're not going to use. And really, the sooner you can start that process, the easier it's going to be for you.
Solid. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Melissa Sullivan, Mayflower's Director of Marketing and Communications, an all-around moving advice expert. If any of our listeners are thinking of making a move in the near future, what's the best place for them to contact Mayflower?
You can find all of our best tips and information about how to book a mover on Mayflower.com.
Mayflower.com. You see the trucks. You know what they look like, folks. It's Mayflower.com.
I also posted on our Facebook wall the results of the most popular cities for millennials to move into.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can find that at Experience Pros. I'll bet you the millennials
are good professional cuddlers as well, coming to a new
city.
Thanks,
Melissa, for being our guest today.
All right, folks. More positive business talk just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903.
I'm Dr. Harry Anderson.
And I'm Penny Gilley.
I've been helping you with your nutritional needs for over 44 years. Now I want to introduce you to my wellness formula for yourself that will help you have more energy, alertness, and focus.
Plus, it's all natural. Try Total People Plus today and see for yourself. Go to PennyGilley.com. Learn, relax, focus, excel. Total People Plus.
Let 2016 be the year you take care of yourself. All natural, caffeine and gluten-free, $35 for 180 capsules. Recommending 4 per day will last 6 weeks. For a limited time, get free shipping by mentioning promo code PENNY. To order, call 817-470-4653 or go to PennyGilley.com. That's 817-470-4653 or PennyGilley.com. Order today.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health, Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the FanBragging hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the experience pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning into the most positive business talk show in America. Hey, listen, everybody stubs their toe from time to time, right? But you might think you get it tough if maybe your toe stubbing turns into trials in financial and business and all of that stuff. Well, our next guest has overcome all of that.
I was thinking we've got somebody who has truly seen it all, was actually was there for the turning point for technology in business. Met Mother Teresa, David Rockefeller Jr., dozens in between, survived TB, ultimately traveling to Normandy to pay homage to a fallen soldier, introduced the fax machine to a non-tech-savvy world, embarked on a mission to help the Center for Discovery for spreading the word about the importance of philanthropy. Walter J. Scherr has been there and done that. Businessman, philanthropist, he is going to – he actually has a brand new book called Walter's Way, How a Relief Kid Survived TB, Corporate Betrayal, Bankruptcy, Made Millions, and Touched the Lives of Billions. And he is here to talk about his story. Walter Scherr, author of Walter's Way, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Good morning to you and to your listeners. I'm pleased to be here.
Oh, Walter, we're grateful that you are here. Hey, tell us a little bit about you came through the Depression. You're 91 years young, and you know, we just did that whole list of different things that you've experienced. Why did you decide to write a book chronicling your life experiences?
Well, I wanted to. I'm going to talk about a couple of things that are in a book to your audience, which I think is after 16 years in business, I have three things I want to talk to your audience about. The one, first one is penicillin and the egg, I call it. That's kind of interesting to get your attention. I was in TB sanatoriums for 6 years. I was listening to the radio December 7th, 1941, when Pearl Harbor was bombed. And in July of 1942, I volunteered for the Army, and the doctor called me out and said, "Young man, you're not going in the Army. You're highly contagious. You have active tuberculosis." And that was an odyssey for 6 years I spent in sanatoriums.
Wow. All right. So you had TB. They turned you down for the Army because you were actively contagious. And back in the day, if I'm not mistaken, the sanatoriums were where they put people who had contagious disease like tuberculosis, yes?
Yes, and of course in those days we didn't have any doctors or nurses because they were in the Army, and we didn't have penicillin.
Wow.
And if we had some penicillin, and I probably would have gotten out much sooner than 6 years. At that time, the survival rate was only one-third. But penicillin pertains also to the business world that you're in. Back in 1905, an Italian economist was wondering who in Italy owns all the land. And he made a survey, and it came out that 80% of the land was owned by 20% of the people. And out of that particular survey came the 80-20 rule, which I wanted, which has been the formation of my business attack on the problems for 60 years. The 80-20 rule says any particular matter will always come down to the fact that 20% represents 80% of the total.
Sure.
So I've looked at thousands of bills of material, it always turns out that 20% of the parts represent 80% of the cost. The 20% of the parts that you have to concentrate on are called the vital few, and the 80% are called the trivial many.
Okay, the vital few and the trivial many. I'm with you.
Yes. And what you want to do, instead of running around crazy or in your business or even in your personal life, you want to concentrate on that vital few. In business, the vital few, if those parts don't come in, and which are critical, you can't work around them. The trivial many you can work around. So you have to be smart. Don't go concentrating on the trivial many. Concentrate your business and your personal life on the vital few. In business, you'll find out that 20% of your salespeople bring in 80% of your business.
Sure.
And so the 80-20 rule, put it to work every day. You'll find out if you have defective parts, you're going to find out that 20% of the parts is that the defective probably gives you 80% of your rework or whatever it is. So be smart. Don't run around on stuff that is not vital. Concentrate on the 20% that is the ones you have to concentrate on.
Mm.
I love it. Yeah, Walter, it's fabulous having you here on the radio show with us today talking about your story. The book is Walter's Way, part autobiography, part history lesson. Will educate, entertain, and inspire everyone from business executives to veterans for the lovers of life. And actually, Eric's showing
100% of the proceeds from the sales of Walter's Way is going to be donated to the Vera and Walter Schur and Family Foundation nonprofit organizations. So, Walter, where do we get a copy of this book?
Well, you can go to my website, and it's called thewaltersway.org. And I like to say another thing or two. One is that we won many awards for the book. In 2016, we won the Action on Business Book Award, which is an international award. I think it's the first time author won, and they've been giving the awards out for 14 years.
Wow.
So we're very proud of that fact. I also, this book won an award the top, in 2016, the top thought leaders, and the Small Business Administration Forum says that it's a great read, and small business, you have to read it if you're in a small business. I'd like to talk to you about
Walter, we're going to have to go for the sake of time, but let me make sure that everybody knows how to pick up a copy of this book, waltersway.org. The book has been endorsed and commented on by Aidan Quinn, the award-winning actor, Patrick Dollard, and George Todd, Dr. George Todd, the chairman of the Department of Surgery at Mount Sinai at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center. Walter, we appreciate you. Folks, go pick up a copy. In fact, pick up two and find a copy of Walter's Way.
Yeah, how often do you get to sit at the feet of somebody who's been and seen it all, right?
It's just amazing. So we're grateful for him for coming on and sharing his life with us. And, you know, that man has probably forgotten more than I will ever know. it's true. He's truly an amazing American, and we're grateful for his commentary.
Waltersway.org.
Absolutely. All right, we're carrying on our ongoing theme of odd jobs that are going on around the world, maybe jobs that you didn't even know existed.
Right, and people get paid for this.
Yeah, they do. How about this? Dog surfing instructors.
Dog surfing instructors.
Correct.
The surfing instructor
is not the dog.
No.
No, the instructor trains the dog to surf. Yeah. You can find it in certain ocean resorts, and people pay you to teach you and your dog how to surf so that you and your dog then can go do some cool surfing together.
Wow, isn't that just the sweetest? I saw somebody who trained their dog to go lobster diving.
Isn't that, I've seen that on Facebook as well. That's remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're in the crystal clear waters where you can actually point to a lobster where the dog can see it and go down, you know, 6-8 feet and go get that. But a dog dives 6-8 feet to go get the lobster.
Brings up a lobster.
Dinner.
Brings up lunch.
Right?
Yum.
All right. So, yeah, dog surfing instructor is another one of those odd jobs that you can find. And some locations even offer classes strictly for the dogs. You don't have to have the master with them. You just, you know, come gather and I'll teach you how to surf.
Just drop off your dog.
Right.
And come back and he's a surfer.
The dog wears a...
Does he teach him how to bark and say, dude?
Dude. The dog wears a life vest, and that life vest has a leash to your surfboard, his surfboard, or hers. Yeah, interesting. You get paid for that. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just ahead. Remember to pick up the book, Walter's Way, at walterway.org. We'll be back. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
Clear.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call. Hi, this is Angel, and if you haven't checked out all the resources that Experience Pros offers small business owners all across America, I'd like to invite you to visit experiencepros.com. From annual contests to the Extreme Customer Service Directory, daily blogs and fan bragging to business tips, Experience Pros supports business owners just like you in so many ways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Experience Pros, and thank you for allowing us to serve you every day right here on this station.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We're addicted to you. Like I said, we got here as quickly as we could in order to help you get your business right. I don't know how you feel about the $15 suggested proposed minimum wage hike that's going on all across the country, but if you really want to get a good paying job, maybe you want to become a face feeler.
A face feeler.
Yeah, also known as sensory scientists.
You feel in my face.
Uh-huh. They're trained to use their hands and judge the effectiveness of products like lotions, facial cleansers, and razors. Face feelers work part-time, but they can earn up to $25 an hour. And it can, may I?
Yeah, you know, don't touch my face. I'm weird about that. I actually am. Don't touch my face.
Can I?
No,
I just
don't touch my face.
I want to feel your face. So, you know what? I'll give you a discount.
No. Don't touch my face. don't touch my face. I'm weird about that.
Interesting.
And I didn't know I was weird about that until I was married. Jay, you know, wants to, you know, touch my face, my husband. I'm like, no, don't touch my face.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprise,
right?
Jay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Look at it, Neil.
Look.
but.
You can look, but don't touch.
Right? So, but I'll go and get a facial, and I have no problem with that.
Now, what's...
But a face feeler, like the whole idea of, here, let me just touch your face... Yeah.
So let me see if I understand correctly. And Bill, feel free to jump in on this conversation anytime you want, our producer, because we're both sitting
here. I can
touch
my face.
Laughing at this. So your husband, your betrothed.
Don't touch my face.
The one that loves you with all of his heart.
And I love him too. Yeah, it's all good.
Don't touch my face.
Don't touch my face.
But then if you're looking for a simple exfoliation...
Probably it has to do with, you know, it was, you know, if there's makeup on it, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to, you know, or your hands are not clean.
Right.
Like,
all right. So I'm going to go into the bathroom and after this segment, I'm going to go wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's early. So I don't think you're wearing any makeup today.
I'm not wearing
any
makeup.
We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but
and I'm going to be your sensory scientist.
The issue is now deep. And so, yeah, the whole idea of a face feeler.
Wow.
I can get a massage,
yeah.
And that's okay.
Oh, so people can be leg, arm, back, and butt feelers.
Uh-huh. Feet. Oh, feet. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems to be just strangers that you allow to touch your face. You don't like friends touching your face?
See, no, I don't actually. Even
is
at
it
the
just
massage
me?
Place, at the massage place, I don't usually like them to touch my face either.
But I think you said right? You did.
No, no. The rest
no,
of me.
No, that's the massage place.
The massage
no,
place.
It's not
all
the massage
rest
place.
Of me.
But the facial if, person.
But the facial person. The facial person's not touching me. They're doing something.
Well,
they're
so
like,
are face feelers. They're sensory scientists.
They're cleansing. They're
the face feeler is a scientist. It's scientific.
It's a research. Sensory scientist. It's a profession. And
I don't think know, I think they, I like
they,
that less than a
they
cuddler.
They rub up against the grain to see if whether or not you've shaved properly.
Yeah, I think I like that less than the cuddler.
Really?
I'm just thinking.
How do you introduce yourself as a face feeler at parties?
you reach out and touch
exactly.
Someone, right? I'm more I'm concerned about
feeler.
Your husband and the therapy.
We've survived.
Yeah,
we have
how
survived.
How did you discover this?
I think, you know,
think
one
she
time
broke
he
his
like
hand.
He came up to me to touch my face. I'm like,
whoa, what are you doing there? It's your
face.
Face,
right? Yeah.
No.
Was this before or after you got married?
You know, I don't remember.
Surprise.
We only dated for a year, so.
Oh, man. I'm hoping it was like before you got married if you dated for a year.
I don't know. I mean, how
you
often
never
do
tried
you go
to
up,
touch my face.
Right? How often do you go up to somebody and try and touch their face?
See, this gets a little too personal. I didn't know.
Right? You didn't know? You know what else Eric didn't
you
know
let
about
him kiss
me
you?
Until yesterday?
What?
Is that I don't like hot sauce.
I did not know that.
You did not know that.
We've been working together for 15 years.
I am still full.
We live in the same neighborhood.
Secrets, right? And we eat meals together.
All the time.
All the time, right? We have
no idea she didn't like hot sauce.
I don't like hot sauce. And he did not know that until yesterday.
You got baggage, girl.
I do have baggage. And I admit it readily and out loud that I have baggage. And
who doesn't like their face touched?
I don't like my face touched. There's got to be something
you
about you. I don't, and I don't touch other people's faces.
You know, touch my face and see
right?
If I can
like press like baby faces and stuff.
You know, probably not.
Nope.
Probably not.
No, they're
like
dirty.
If you're a little kid, you know, little
they're
baby, you know,
cute.
Baby
they got boogers.
I look at them.
Yeah, I look at. Them. Wow.
Grab their little hands.
Bill, call a psychologist. We need somebody to shrinkoanalyze Angel right now.
Oh yeah.
Oh well, I mean, if you want to be me, I mean, I've got plenty in my past that's shrinkable and analyzable. So I'm sure we can find.
Is that what happened to you?
We can find.
You
we can
were
find,
shrunk and analyzed.
We can find whatever it was that happened bad to me in my childhood that scarred me for life. Of course, I've blocked it out now, but.
All right.
There
well,
probably a
something.
Halloween tragedy with one of those bad plastic masks.
So let's bring folks who are just tuning in up to our insanity. We're doing a theme throughout the hours, 3 hours of the show, and it's unusual jobs that maybe you didn't even know about. And I just brought this one called face feelers, or otherwise known as sensory scientists, trained to use their hands to judge the effectiveness
and,
of products
maybe
like
had
lotions,
you,
facial cleansers, or
had
razors.
Had you started with sensory scientists?
Yeah.
Then I might have
felt differently about
felt
it.
Differently.
I don't
but
know.
A face feeler.
They're called face feelers, and they work part time. They earn
and
up to $25 an hour.
I don't want people feeling my face.
But you know,
and
they're doing.
Scientists don't get made fun of at parties.
They're doing research here for you. They're helping you understand whether your lotion, your facial cleansers, your razor is effective. And so I don't think.
I mean, what I can look and see if it's effective. I mean, what are they feeling
to
determine?
Know.
I can, you know, do I need to shave my little, do I have a little mustache? Do
I'm pretty
need to
sure
my,
you would know that before they
wax?
Had to go feel that.
Right? Yeah. See, I can touch my own face.
Okay. So we started the program talking about professional cuddlers. Yes, you heard me correctly. They'll spoon with you if you like for up to $80 an hour or $500 overnight. It's not what you think. It's not dirty or weird. Well, it might be a little weird just because it's new. But professional cuddlers is a thing. And it's apparently becoming a thing.
A thing.
Here in the U.S. I was going to say becoming huge and then people take it the wrong way. You can have professional mourners.
You take it the wrong way.
You can have iceberg movers. True. Professional bridesmaids, venom extractors to help scientists, maybe even sensory scientists, you know, develop anti-venom and stuff like that.
There's all
Isn't that
sorts.
Interesting?
It is very cool. It's been fascinating to hear what some of the positions are that people actually get paid for. So what quirky thing do you like to do?
Let us know.
Turn it into a job.
Absolutely. Tell us about that at experiencepros.com or facebook.com/experiencepros. We got to take a quick station ID, get the news. Stock market's about to open in 31 minutes. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the most positive business talk show in America.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.